It was a small affair at Tallahassee's St. Mary's Primitive Baptist Church Tuesday night as about 40 people came out to hear a presentation on the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The presenters call themselves the Obamacare Enrollment Team. It's a two-person team consisting of Central Florida pastor H.B. Holmes and Katrina Copeland, who says she's a federal government lobbyist.
Under the Affordable Care Act, those same individuals who currently have Medicaid could then go under the Affordable Care Act and get private insurance.
But what Copeland attributes to the Affordable Care Act is actually a Florida policy. The state is privatizing its Medicaid program and steering current recipients into managed care. In addition to giving out incorrect information, the Obamacare enrollment team is not transparent about who it represents. Unlike so-called navigators and certified application counselors who have received federal approval and financial backing to assist people in signing up for insurance through the insurance exchange on healthcare.gov, Copeland and Holmes work for health insurance agencies and agents, specifically the Fiorella Insurance Agency out of Stuart, Florida. And Fiorella Insurance CEO Nick Fiorella readily admits it can be confusing.
The Obamacare enrollment team should not be associated with any specific insurance carrier. None of the materials that are disseminated should have any specific carrier on them. So, you know, whenever we're made aware of materials that are not approved, we do our best efforts to get those materials out of circulation.
Fiorella represents several health insurers, including Florida Blue and Humana, marketing and selling individual health insurance plans to consumers and families. Florida Blue officials did not return a request for comment, and Humana officials declined to be interviewed on tape. However, Humana did confirm it works with Fiorella and the Obamacare enrollment team. But in a statement, company spokesman Mitch Lebitz says Humana, quote, does not endorse nor participate in Fiorella's health reform or Affordable Care Act seminars. The Obamacare enrollment team's promotional materials also include a Florida Blue logo and one similar to an emblem most people associate with the president, the large O with a blue outline, white center, and three red stripes, something that could lead consumers to think the Obamacare enrollment team is affiliated with a specific insurer and is operating with approval from the federal government. Fiorella says he's seen the flyers in question before and says they were supposed to have been removed from circulation. Members of the Obamacare enrollment team are also supposed to be clear that they are not affiliated with the healthcare.gov site, something team member H.B. Holmes addressed only after his presentation before the St. Mary's crowd and when he was asked about it directly.
Okay. So while you guys are not working directly with healthcare.gov, you are working with insurance agents
right. In
the state?
Right.
And you are affiliated with Florida Blue?
That is correct. We're doing some work with them on the marketing side, yes.
St. Mary's pastor Ernest Farrell is also head of the Tallahassee Urban League. He says he was under the impression the Obamacare enrollment team were just giving out general information and not pushing one insurer.
I was not aware of any particular insurance company that they were representing. The Blue Cross, of course,
agent.
I have Blue, I guess right. I do have Blue Cross myself personally, but I did not
know
that
they
was connected.
But you didn't know they worked for an insurance
agent? No. And I still don't know that they work for an insurance agent.
A complaint against the Obamacare enrollment team was filed in Illinois regarding the group's website, getobamacarenow.com. An investigation cleared the group of any wrongdoing. Consumers again raised concerns during a meeting in Michigan where people talked with representatives of the Obamacare enrollment team, thinking they were affiliated with healthcare.gov. Another complaint has also been lodged in Florida. The Fiorella insurance agents are licensed and authorized to sell consumers insurance, which Nick Fiorella says his group will continue to do.
You know, there is a lot of confusion out there, clearly, in the marketplace. But, you know, there are multiple avenues that a consumer can utilize to actually, you know, go through an enrollment. But we feel like, you know, using an agent is critically important. But that's, you know, step one is informing and educating the consumer. And that's what you saw last night.
But the presenters only offer a more narrow choice of plans than consumers could otherwise see on federal exchanges. Tuesday's event at St. Mary's did highlight the level of interest in the Affordable Care Act. Several attendees who did not want to be interviewed for this story said they were grateful the Obamacare enrollment team had come into their community, and they openly questioned why the federal government's own navigators and counselors weren't present. That underscores a need for coordination among the various local groups that have received federal grants specifically for outreach. It's also given organizations like the Obamacare enrollment team the ability to fill in the gaps in information. But the lack of transparency on display at the St. Mary's Town Hall worried attendee Crystal Ford.
Well, I have questions about it, so I like to look into it for myself. So I don't want to take one side or the other, but, you know, I know that Reverend Farrell is my uncle, so he bringing them here, I have confidence that he brought somebody here that's trustworthy. So, and what you all were saying, you know, I'm not going to just negate what you guys said. So I'm going to kind of investigate it on my own.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services couldn't comment on this story. But in a statement, a spokeswoman says allegations of fraud are taken seriously. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.